back by popular demand, The Book of Mormon, winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, returns for its 4th engagement in Toronto, where it played a record-breaking 9-week run in 2013, an 11-week run in 2014, and a 7-week run in 2017. It's playing a limited 2-week engagement through to June 23rd. This outrageous comedy, written by none other than South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, music by Robert Lopez, follows the misadventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent from Salt Lake City halfway across the world to a remote village in Uganda to spread the good word. With us to talk about it are those two mismatched missionaries, Liam Tobin, who plays Elder Price, and Jordan Matthew Brown, who plays Elder Cunningham. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for
having
us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Wow, it really is a work of comic genius, I have to say. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it so much. And you guys really do destroy the book of all things politically correctness.
Absolutely.
Holy smoke. And it's wonderfully refreshing and incredibly funny. Now, Jordan, Liam, let me start with you. What were your first impressions when you read the score or saw the performance for the first time?
Oh, well, I think a lot of people, when they know that Matt and Trey have written it, you know, and have some experience with South Park, have some kind of inkling of what's going to happen in terms of the comedy and, you know, that it might be a little more profane or outrageous and, right. and stuff like that. But what I didn't expect was the heart that the show has as well.
Yes.
And kind of the nice underpinning message of, you know, love and friendship and, mm-hmm. you know, acceptance and, you know, whatever you believe, if it's kind of helping people or making the world a better place, then that's valid too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that, so, you know, you expect the laughter in the show, but you don't necessarily expect some of the sniffles that come along with it too,
yes.
you know,
and. It is interesting. And don't you think that those sniffles are perfect for the comedy? There's a perfect balance in it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they both kind of help one another too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, it's not all one thing all the time.
But right. all builds off of each other.
Exactly.
It all yeah. And how was it for you? Were you guys cast at the same time?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
you really make a great pair on stage. You work so well together.
Thank you.
And Jordan, how about for you? What was it like when you first read or saw this?
Yeah, I actually, the first time I ever saw it was the national tour when it came through Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
And I loved it. I mean, it was one of those shows that I was like, wow, I dreamed to be a part of this.
Well,
so now to get to be a part of it is really is a dream come true.
Yeah.
A true dream come true.
Yes, congratulations to the both of you. Both of you are fabulous. Are there places that have had to be avoided because of the sensitive contents in the story?
I don't think so. Truly, I think the show is so universal
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways. And it's profane and it's wild, but it also has such a big, beautiful heart
right.
that it's something that kind of can go anywhere. And I always like to think that laughter is universal. It's
yes.
kind of a universal language.
Yes.
So
yes.
wherever it is, I think that is very helpful with
mm-hmm.
it as well.
But, you know, so is sadness, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's demonstrated so well in this piece. That's why it's so brilliantly written.
Yeah, it's really a work of art.
A work of art.
Yes.
Yeah, you really can say that. Now, everyone's acting is superb, but tell us about Elder Cunningham. And you are so unbelievably funny at times and yet also very sad. Who is Elder Cunningham?
Well, Elder Cunningham is one of the Mormon missionaries who gets mismatched with this other guy over here.
Right.
And I think he's kind of a lovable puppy dog in a way.
Yes, I see
really,
that. Yeah.
He's trying the best that he can. He may not be the best Mormon missionary compared to Elder Price, but he really has a lot of positive energy and is really going for it. He just,
yeah.
I think he's very excited to just have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets paired up with this guy and thinks that that means best friend.
Yes, yes.
And just to get that opportunity is very exciting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an amazing character because he really goes on a full journey.
Right.
He goes through an entire arc that is not always typical when you think of like the comedic friend or the comedic sidekick in a way. It kind of breaks open that trope,
mm-hmm.
which is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Liam, tell us about Elder Price. Who is he and how did you develop him?
Sure. Well, Elder Price is, you know, a 19-year-old Mormon missionary who's, you know, always kind of been the best at everything, straight-laced, you know, super ambitious. And, you know, everything has gone according to plan so far in his life. And he's expecting his missionary to be no different. And then, his mission. Yeah. And so when they get to Uganda and things really start to not go his way is when you start to see the cracks come in and you start to see him start to reevaluate and doubt. And so he has his own journey of coming from this, like, you know, perfect place or and then kind of becoming more of a real person mm-hmm. as we go along. And, you know, chaos and hilarity ensues. And it kind of, you know, they go out intent on changing the world. But it seems that rather the world changes them mm-hmm. instead.
And you really are. I mean, you are such a funny character. But at the same time, is it of a concern? It would certainly would be to me, and I really didn't see this. I always sense that everybody was connected to their roles, but there's always a danger with comedy to go overboard and do the oh well, people are clapping more. I'll do something that I haven't been staged yet, mm-hmm. yet, and I'll go over the top. Is there a danger of that? Is anybody you notice anybody or yourself having to pull back?
I mean, I think it's a testament to our creative team, honestly, that we have a fantastic group of directors and associate directors and everyone who can come in and see us. And if that seems to be going on with any of the show, they can tell us that from the outside and kind of wrangle us in. But I think also something that is amazing is this company is really fantastic. And I feel like we're all very connected in a way. And so we can kind of feed off of the energy of the audience, feed off of the energy of each other, mm-hmm. but try to stay within the frame of what we need to do. Yeah.
There's
mm-hmm.
a lot
the story.
Of physical comedy in the show, to be sure. But I think that a lot of times we can thankfully be able to rest on the script. Because,
yes.
And let that kind of do the work in some moments for the comedy because it's really brilliantly written and you don't want to kind of ruin something that they've carefully crafted and made into mm-hmm. a wonderful joke.
You don't want to put a hat on a hat.
No, exactly. But Liam, I have to say, when I was watching you when you were doing some of your solos or the group, the ensemble was on stage and there was a change in the dynamic and the way your face just, you were facing side to the side of the stage and the way your face turned face downstage. Oh my God, just the turn of your head was hysterically funny. There's so many funny moments in this piece. And I just want to thank you guys so much for coming in today and especially after such an incredibly active show and you're all so very, very bright and such wonderful actors as well. I'm really grateful for
that. Thank you. Thanks.
It's so much fun. You've deserved all the accolades you've received.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We've been talking with the two leads in the Book of Mormon, Liam Tobin and Jordan Matthew Brown. It's on now until June 23rd at the Ed Mervish Theater. For tickets, call 416-872-1211 or go to mervish.com. Thank you.